some answers on those points before the microphone comes to the people at the front.
Okay, I'll try and come back on some of those points. I mean, to start with the last question first. We have been, and just I think this answers some of the other points, we have been very, very clear with Tesco's what we expect to see from them. We have been very, very clear in terms of a timetable from them. And basically, we just to reiterate those points, we have been very clear that we want to see continuity of ICE, that we want to see a well-equipped... Okay, ice rink. Okay, fine, ice rink. We want to see continuity of an ice rink, and we want to see a good, well-equipped new leisure centre. We have made that very, very clear to them over the course of the period of the last few months. That's backed up very clearly in the land of policy, in the land of policies that were agreed through the planning process, and we're not going to renege on that. We know the importance of trying to get these facilities, you know, in place as soon as possible. We know that because we've not got a leisure centre. We know that because it's been promised for so long. And we also know that from the state of the rink. And though I didn't realise the full scale of the state of the rink, I think from the previous question, and that's very, you know, that's obviously very depressing to hear, not entirely unsurprising. I do go to the rink. Not very regularly, but I do go to the rink. So I'm very, very conscious of the fact that it is also the quality of the ice, but it's also actually just the venue itself that looks obviously very tatty, and we don't want to, you know, we want something that's a lot better than that, and we are working to that end to try and get something that's much, much better. In terms of when we can pick up your point around the state of the rink, and I think it is worth going back on this with the young woman with the scarf, we don't own the ice rink. If we owned the ice rink, this would be a much easier deal to sort out. We don't own that. That is why we are in a relationship with Tesco's to maximise the best deal for this area. We can't magic something. This is basically us trying very hard to be as clear and as principled and as urgent, I'm not quite sure that's the word, but within a particular time frame as we possibly can with Tesco's. If we had the ice rink in our control, it would be a very different thing. And that's obviously why some of the people were talking about whether we wanted to CPO. To come back on how to address the state of the rink and saying that I would raise that more with Tesco's, or probably not me, but would be raised more with Tesco's, I don't know the mechanism particularly for this meeting, but I'm quite happy to try and set a time frame on that in a few weeks or a month or something that's contingent with the discussions that are going on, and to circulate something through the Streatham Action Network. Or clearly we could also try and put something in Land with Life. I'm sure we could press release something, and we could write to you as, you know, a concerned group. So I've taken that down, and I've noticed that's been noted, and that's the way we'll try and get back to you on it.
Why don't you request that Tesco terminate the lease of the current operator and leases it to you?
Here.
That then puts it in your control.
Here.
Can I make my point?